It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone today, we have Principal Connie Totticini from Bruin Point Elementary. It is our school district update, and we're going to take a look at Bruin Point as the school year starts to wind down. They are in the middle of end-of-year testing, and then we've got the fun stuff that's getting ready to happen with field trips and assemblies and awards assemblies and all that good stuff. So we thought we'd bring her in, and let's talk about it for a little bit. Principal Totticini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first, I always like to start these off as, how are things going at Bruin Point right now?
Oh, they're going fast and furious. It's crazy at the end of the year, but things are going well. We're seeing happy kids and happy teachers. That's always a good thing.
That is always a good thing. It's, you know, the kids, for the most part, the kids starting right around that first week in May, they're going to be happy anyway. But if you got happy teachers, that's like on top of it all, isn't it?
Yep.
So let's talk about, as you said before we came on the air, you guys are right in the middle of end of year testing. And how are things going with that?
They're looking good. They're really looking good. So we have two sets of testing, really. It's for the upper grades, we have our RISE assessment, which is our state end of the year testing. And it's underway. We finished writing last week, and now we're working on science, and then we'll continue with math and language arts. And the scores that are coming in are looking pretty good. And then the other set of testing we have is also state testing, but it's more fluency with math and reading. And what we're seeing with some of those scores that are starting to come in, we're looking good. We're sitting pretty good.
And that's what I had asked you earlier, too, as far as, you know, how are things going out there with that? And you said everything that you guys are kind of working hard on, and it's showing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's definitely showing. And that's the goal, is all of this hard work. We really want to see the results at the end of the year.
Most definitely. So we got that going for us. We'll get end of the year testing out of the way. And then, as I said, the fun stuff starts. Have you got any like really exciting field trips happening for any of the grades that you want to talk about?
Well, there's always fun field trips. Third grade always goes to USU for a tour. We've got conservation days coming up. We've got the fourth grade Mountain Man Rendezvous coming up. We've got the Bees Game, which our fifth graders this year will be on the field for the pregame show. That is so exciting. We've also got, oh gosh, what else do we have? Oh, we have our big end of the year field trip for the whole school. We're going actually to the Adventures Heights All Ability Park in Spanish Fork. We're really excited about that one. And then, of course, we have our attendance field trip. We're actually taking them to the indoor pool for kids that have missed less than 13 days of school this year. So we've got some really good, fun field trips. And then, of course, we have our awards assembly for the end of the year. We also have our track meet. We started holding a track meet just for Bruin Point, and we have that coming up. We're hoping to see some of our kids break their own records. We've got a lot of good things coming up. We really do.
A lot of great things. And then, of course, are you looking towards next year and things that you got to work on, or do you want to work on that during the summer and just get through this year first?
Oh, no. We usually start thinking about next year in about January.
Uh-huh. And it's all the same stuff, right? I mean, it's really all about getting the kids to read and read at home and come to school and those kinds of things. How has your attendance policies worked out this year?
So we've really focused on attendance. First quarter attendance was phenomenal, and then of course you start to get sick, you know, and just second quarter drops, and then third quarter drops, and then fourth quarter brings back up. So we're hoping that we will have 90% attendance overall for our school this year. We set that as a goal. Last year we had 85. So far we're sitting at 90 as an average. We'll have to see what fourth quarter brings.
And it's just really funny, you know. I talked to the principal from Carbon High last week, and it's strange how he talked about how they were doing as far as their attendance, and how that kind of translates to grades, and it proves the point that, you know what, if they've got to be in school, right? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. We can't teach them, and they can't learn if they're not in school. Attendance is extremely important.
All right. So there we have it. End of the school year report from Principal Connie Totticini out there at Bruin Point Elementary. Principal Totticini, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to let you get back to school, and I'll talk to you next year. How's that?
All right. Sounds good. Have a great summer.
You as well. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.